This is a CHOI podcast, listener supported on the Salish Sea.
Here is your CHOI news update. I'm Lisa Cordasco. There are 58 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed in BC today and one more death. There were no new cases in the Island Health Region. Ladysmith residents grieving the loss of a 35-year-old woman who was killed in a car accident last weekend have contributed more than $86,000 to a GoFundMe campaign. Katie Blogg died early Saturday morning after her SUV was hit head-on by a Ford pickup truck that drove over a center median and into her northbound lane. She is survived by her husband and a young son and daughter. The fundraiser is intended to create a memorial tribute to Katie and an education fund for her children. Police say the suspect driver left the scene after allegedly stealing a nearby vehicle. RCMP say the man is known to them, and although he promised to turn himself in, so far he has not done so. South End residents are taking steps to ensure they can peacefully coexist with two recently announced supportive housing projects. The province intends to build space and provide support for more than 100 hard-to-house people at two locations on Nickel Street. The chair of the South End Community Association says tomorrow night's meeting will update ongoing talks with BC Housing, the city, and social services. Sydney Robertson says her community could be a model for how neighborhoods and governments can resolve social housing issues before they become problems.
Southenders are really good at making the best of things. You know, we're compassionate, but we're not naive. We want to talk about the nitty-gritty details that will hopefully help these buildings to integrate into the neighborhood and not overwhelm their neighbors.
Robertson says her group wants a seat on the project's Community Advisory Council, which is made up of BC Housing, the city, the RCMP, Island Health, and the service provider. She says some residents have also volunteered to help design a site plan that will discourage crime and social disorder. The group also wants to find a way to ensure future social housing projects are dispersed throughout the city. Laid-off hotel workers have ended their hunger strike, claiming victory in their fight to get their jobs back. Members of Unite Here Local 40 began their campaign 3 weeks ago on the lawn of the legislature. They said their recall rights were about to expire and called on the Minister of Labor to extend those rights for 2 more years. Yesterday, the minister rejected that option. However, Harry Baines announced that any economic recovery package offered to the hospitality sector must contain a pledge for employers to offer jobs to existing employees when work resumes. For CHLY News, I'm Lisa Cordasco.
Do you like these updates? Support them by sharing this podcast on Facebook or Twitter, and by rating it on iTunes or your preferred podcast app. Have a tip or story idea? Send it to news@chly.ca. This project is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and Heritage Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. Learn more at chly.ca/LJI.